Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Okay, today we're going to talk about studying abroad. 今天我们要讨论的话题是出国留学。在今天的对话当中，你会听到这样几句话。I was also accepted into Yale University and Sydney University. If I were you, I'd apply for some scholarships and grants before you decide. OK, 我们看第一句话。I was also accepted into Yale University and Sydney University. 这里 be accepted into表示被什么什么接受。我被耶鲁大学以及悉尼大学接受，也就是说，我被这两所大学录取了。录取可以说 be accepted into， 或者是 be admitted to。这句话我们还可以说 I was also admitted to Yale University and Sydney University。第二句话 If I were you, I'd apply for some scholarships and grants before decide. 如果我是你，我就在做决定之前申请一些奖学金。这里用到的句型是 If I were you, I would. 如果我是你，我将怎么做？比如说 If I were you,I would not do that. 要是我是你的话，我就不会那样做。If I were you, I would not do that. If I were you, I would refuse his invitation. 如果我是你的话，我会拒绝他的邀请。If I were you, I would refuse his invitation. Apply for 表示申请， scholarships and grants 表示奖学金。 If I were you, I'd apply for some scholarships and grants before I decide. Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue. What do you think of studying abroad?
I think it's a good idea. Studying abroad will offer you plenty of new opportunities. Are you planning on going abroad?
Yes, I hope to. I'm studying for my IELTS right now.
Which country do you want to go to?
I'd like to study in the UK, but it's really expensive.
Have you applied?To any schools there?
Yes, I received a conditional offer from Oxford University a few days ago.
Congratulations! That's excellent news. What do you have to do to get an unconditional offer?
I have to get an IELTS score of 7.5 overall. Do you think I can do that?
If you study hard, I don't see why you wouldn't.
Have you received any other offers?
I was also accepted into Yale University and Sydney University.
If you're worried about money, the cost of living is lowest in America. However, if you go to Oxford University,You will probably be able to get any job you want in the future.
I just can't decide where to go. It's not an easy decision to make.
If I were you, I'd apply for some scholarships and grants before you decide. Whatever you do, I know you'll succeed.
Okay, that's pretty much for today.如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号
英语主播 Emily 在公众号里回复节目两个字就可以加入，或者你也可以关注我们的抖音号英语主播 Emily 获取更多英语内容。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.